Okay, today's Daf Kuf Nun Beis. We're on Daf Kuf Nun Beis. Top line, first word, Itmar. Itmar. We learned in the yeshiva. Matanas Shchimera, a Matanas Shchimera, again, this whole Daf is more about Shchimera. So a Matanas Shchimera, Shekasev Ba Kinyan, that you wrote in the gift, a Kinyan. That's not a Matanas Shchimera, really. Shchimera doesn't have to have a Kinyan. Doesn't have to be given over with a kinyan. It can be given over with Amira. But this Shchimera wrote a kinyan. What did that do? We never had this question yet. So, Be'rav Mishmei De'rav Amri, Rav said, Arkevei Atrei Rikshi. He's riding on two horses, on two sides of the same horse. In other words, you got the best of both worlds. You have a Matanas Shchimera and a Matanas Bari. Ushmul Omar, Shmuel says, Lo Yadana my Odunba. I have no idea what to say about this. Now we're going to explain. Be Rav, Mishmei de Rav Amri, Rav said, in the Yeshiva Rav said, Arkavei Atrei Rikshi, you're riding on two horses, Harehi Kematanas Bari. It's like a Matanas Bari. It's like a healthy gift. Why? Because that's how healthy people give gifts. They give it with a kinyan. Harehi Kematanas Shchimera. It's also Matanas Shchimera. Why? Because the bottom line is, the guy is a Shchimera. Harei ke Matanas Bari. It's like a Matanas Bari. Sh'im Omad. If the guy gets healthy, ain't a Chozer. It doesn't go back. Why doesn't it go back? Matanas Baris don't go back. The only gifts that go back are Matanas Shchimeras. But here, the Shchimera gave it with a gift, with a kinyan, therefore it doesn't go back. But it's also a Matanas Shchimera. This we had already. Shim Amar, if the guy said, if the fellow said, Halva Asa Laploni, I want to give, someone owes me money. And I want to give that to you, Simcha. Halva Asa Laploni, it goes to you. That I could do. A normal, healthy person cannot transfer an oral debt because of the transfer. Because an oral debt. A Shchimera can transfer an oral debt. Says Rav, this guy gets the best of both worlds. He has the best of both worlds. He has the halachas of both worlds. So if he recovers, the recipient keeps it. Why? There was a kinyan. That's why, because he's writing, he has the din of a Matanas Bari. He also has the din of a Matanas Shchimera. In what sense? That while a Bari cannot transfer an oral debt, a Shchimera can. Okay, look at the Rashbam of Shekasev Ba Kinyan. It's like halfway through the skinny lines. See where it says Shekasev Ba Kinyan? No. Further down. See it? Shekasev Ba Kinyan. You wrote a Kinyan in the document. But who adin, same thing would be in Ein Kasev Kinyan. If you didn't write the Kinyan B'Tzolch HaShtar in the Shtar. Or Filu Ein Kan Shtar Klal. Even there's no shtar here at all. Ella rather, Shchimera shehizkir tzavos, El Shchimera shehizkir tzavos Shchimera, the Shchimera recalls his tzavos, his commands, kishechela kol nechasav, when he's dividing everything up. V'gam, hitna osam b'kinyin tzudur l'kabel b'matana, he made a kinyin tzudur. In other words, the actual shtar can be completely silent. It's irrelevant, says the Rashbam. Shtar itself doesn't have to say a word. When the gifts are given, how are they given? They're given with a kinyan sudur. Aval orche de milsa nakat. So why did the Gemara write it that way? Because that's the normal way. A normal way of indicating that you're doing something with a shtar, doing something with a kinyan, is to put it in the shtar. So then it's recorded. Right? Shederach lichtov hatzavos v'akinyanim b'shtar. That's the normal way to do it. You put down that I'm doing the following kinyan, and you put them in the... Do they have to be in the shtar? No. Kidei shal tishkach hatzavos. You shouldn't forget. Says the Rashbam, you don't have to write that. You don't have to write them in the document that you're making kinyanim. You don't have to do that. It's a good idea, says the Rashbam, because if you do that, we know that you did it. You don't have to. So the Shchimera calls those grandchildren and is giving each of them everything, right, as gifts. He's doing a kinyan sudah with them. The shtar is completely silent. That's okay. Why did the Gemara say you write in the shtar? That's a normal thing to do, says the Rashbam. That's a normal thing to do. Okay. This big Tosos over here argues, and he says, no, it has to be written in the shtar. Um, it has to be written in the shtar. It has a lot of kashas on the Rashbam. It says the Rashbam's wrong. It's not true. It has to be written in the shtar. If it wouldn't be written in the shtar, it would not be valid, and it would not be the din of a matanas bari. It has to be written in the shtar. Okay, so it's a technical machlokas about that. Okay, next. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says, back in the Gemara, lo yadana my odin ba. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say about this. So the Ritva explains Shmuel. He says as follows. Certainly, Shmuel knew that Shmuel knew that when a person gives over a gift as a Shechiv Merah, he really wants the gift to take effect after Misa. That's what we said. A Shechiv Merah's gifts only take effect after Misa. What was Shmuel Safek? Ella, Shmuel, his stopping, he had a suffix, but often, Shashkim Rakosov, Kinyan Shtar Bishtar Matana, where he wrote it in the document. Im Isaac Havanosil Yapos is Kochashel Makavel. Why did he write that? There's one of two reasons why he wrote it. Either because he just wanted to emphasize and strengthen the power of the recipient. Not only am I giving you a Matana Shchimira, I'm even going to write it down. He didn't mean, like Rav says, oh, now you're a Tom Matanas Bari. Suppose it's not, that's not what he did. That's not why he did it. He did it to emphasize. Right? The guy doesn't know the halacha. He wants to give Matanas Shchimira. I'm going to write it down. To write it down, make a kinyan, that's really... He's making it worse. He doesn't know that. It's one way. He did it to, we're going to have it on the bottom of the page. Why would a guy do this? Because he doesn't know what he's doing. It's not a bucking halacha. I want to give a gift. I heard something epic. I went to Daf Yomi once. I heard. I came right before davening for a few minutes. I heard them talking about it. And it seems to be, I'm going to write it down. I don't want to take any chances. Right? That's why he's doing it. Oh, or, Shema Ein Mitzano Shetachal HaMatan Adei Matal Shechim Mirah. No. El Adei Shtar. Right? And the Ein Shtar, Acha Misa. Shtar doesn't work after Misa. So we don't know. So that's what Shmuel's saying. Why did the guy do this? Rav says he did it. He gets halachas of both. Shmuel says, no, it's either one of two reasons. Either he did it because he wanted it to be only with a shtar, and you know what? Ain't shtar achamisa. Or he did it to, like, give the guy a boost. I'm giving you a matana shchimera. I know it takes effect after Misa, but I'm going to write it down so that no one can have a tain on me, or you, and complain, and argue, and deny it. Right? It's in the shtar. What do you mean it's in the shtar? I'm making a kinyan with you. Right? Everyone knows kinyan. So Shmuel wasn't sure what he meant. Right? Shmuel wasn't sure what the halach is. But Shmuel knows what the halach is. Shmuel was not sure. He didn't have a suffix on the halacha. He had a suffix on what the guy mean. What the guy want? What was the guy thinking? So let's see what he says. Shema lo gemar hatnaso ela b'shtar. Perhaps this guy really wanted it to be a shtar, that the kinyan should take effect with a shtar. But what happened? The shechivar died 20 minutes later. Vein shtar achar misa. There's no shtar after misa. So Shmuel said, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to pass in this. So now the Gemara says, "V'rami, where am I? V'rami derav adarav udeshmuel adeshmuel." So truth is, we're going to have a brayta now, which they both Rav and Shmuel hold the exact opposite. It's a kash on both of them. Why? The shalach Rav mishmed Rav Yavo. Rav said to Rav Yavo, "Haviyadi, you should know. Shalach Rav Elazar the Gola b'shum Rabenu. The Rav Elazar from Golas sent the shaila in the name of Rabenu. That's Rav." Shchiv Mira, a Shchiv Mira, Sh'amah, who says, Kitzvu Tnu Mana L'Ploni. Write everything for Ploni. Kitzvu, write, Utnu, and give everything, Mana, $100 L'Ploni, to Ploni. Umeis, and then the Shchiv Mira died, Ein Kosvin V'Nosnim. You don't write it. Why? Because, what happened here? The Shchiv Mira said, I want you to write down that I'm going to give a document to Reuven. 20 minutes later, and they went to go get the paper, they're going to write it up, they're going to get the Suda ready, and then what happened? Reuven's waiting in the next room, Shchimra died. Does Reuven get anything? The answer is no. Why? Because the Shchimra said, Kisvu Tnu. That's not a Matana Shchimra. That you could, if you wanted to give him something, just give it to him. Shchimra has that right, just give it to him. You made a whole production. Right? Therefore what? You indicated, you don't want it to be a Matana Shchimra. You want it to be a Matana's Bari. Matana's Bari, he died too fast. Shema lo gomalat nasu el b'shtar. Maybe he only wanted it to take effect with a shtar. And you know what? Vein shtar lachar misa. There's no shtar after misa. Sorry. That's the exact opposite of what Rav said here. Here Rav said it gets the halacha of both. Right? Right? V'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Hilchas HaKosen V'Nosnen. Shmuel says, you write it down and give it to him. That's like the opposite of what Shmuel said here. Here Shmuel said, I don't know what the guy meant. There Shmuel says, so obvious. Right? So Kasha Derav Adarav, Kasha the Shmuel Ad Shmuel. Kasha's all around over here. Right? No good? What's the matter? Who's making it worse? Right. Yeah, but in the first case, in the case we started off with today, Rav said he. It's not a question of worse. It's not a question of worse. It's better for the recipient, according to in our case, it's better for the recipient. Why? Because if the guy recovers, the recipient still keeps it. Why? Because the matana is bari. Yeah, it's worse for the shemira, right? So over there, Rav said we apply the halachas of both. Here, Rav says it's nothing. It's nothing. There, Shmuel said, I'm not sure what to say. I'm not sure what his intention was. Here, Shmuel says, write it up. What do you mean, write it up? Why? Why write it up? Because the matana shemira. So you can write it now. It's the difference. Anyway, it took effect. Reuven is now the owner of $100. You want to write it up? So write it up. Right? Exactly. Exactly. Right. Right. So you're right. You're right. That by trying to follow the standard halacha, you're making it worse for yourself. You're right. The problem is because he died too fast. That's the problem. So the Gemara says no like this. Derav haderav lo kasha. Not a kasha. One second. Derav haderav lo kasha. Not a kasha at all. Ha! When Rav said that you have the halachas of both, right? It's obvious answer for Rav. When Rav said at the beginning of this Amid that you have the halachas of both, that the kanamine, you already got it. He already got it. The recipient already took it. It's already in his possession. Now what happened? The guy recovered. Now what do we do? Normal matar shchemiras, go back. Does it go back? Rav says, does not go back. Why? He made a kinyan. Why is it going back? You made a kinyan. You already can come here. According to Rashbam, doesn't have to be in the document. According to Tosos, has to be in the document. But you made a kinyan with the guy. Right? I said, I really love this guy. I want to give him $100. Come, I'm going to make you a kinyan. What? Fine, call Nechasov. Call Nechasov. Right? I made a kinyan. So says Rav, of course in the first case, you're writing out, you have both halachas. You made a kinyan. Once you made a kinyan, of course it's his. Huh? Over here, the lokan amine. There's no kinyan. What happened? The guy's on his deathbed. Listen, I really want to give everything to Reuven. Go write it up. Write it up. We're going to get a kinyan, get Adim, get kinyan, bring the suit. What's he going through all that for? Obviously, he wanted it to work only via kinyan. You know what? There was no kinyan. Why? He died too fast. Some of Farshim, some of Rishonim say, this is so partial an answer, the Gemara never meant to ask on Rav. The Gemara said, Kasha is Rav HaDe Rav, just said it. The Kasha is really on Shmuel. Right? So it's a partial answer. It's so obvious. Not even a Kasha. Shmuel HaDe Shmuel Lo Kasha, also it's not a Kasha. Why? Why over here? So over here, you know why we're writing it down? Why we say go write it down? Because really, it's about Tana Shchimera. We need to Tana Shchimera. Ah, he said to write it down. Yeah, the opposite is Kocho. He's just giving him strength. He's just saying it to underscore and to strengthen the rights of the recipient. When this is the neighbor, he loves the neighbor. When the children come, say, what's going on here? My father gave everything to you. That's I'm going to go to Bezin. I'm going to make a protest. So what do you mean? I have a star right here. That's all it is. In the first situation, it could be also a case of Kana Miado. What? One second. So what's your question? According to the first case,
no, according to Shmuel,
why didn't it work on Tav? No, it did work.
It didn't work on the first one.
Shmuel said, I don't know what to say. Shmuel said, I'm not sure what to say. The question was, if the guy recovers, that was the kasha. If the guy, in the first case, it's also a case of economy. The guy has it already. The guy had all the possessions. What happened? He recovered. Right? So does the matanas have to go back to the shechiv? He recovered. Does it go back? Rav said it goes back. I'm sorry. Rav said it doesn't go back. Why? He made a kinyan. Shmuel says, I'm not sure. Maybe he made a kinyan only to him yapes the kolach. Here, nothing went to him yet. Here, he didn't get anything yet. What happened?
In the second case,
the guy's on his deathbed. And he says, write it up, I want to give so-and-so. You don't have to write it up. Right? So Shmuel says, you don't have to write it up, give it to him. He gets it all. Why'd you write it up? Because we don't want anyone to have any tithes on him. We haven't recorded and documented. It's a matana shechivra, 100% matana shechivra. In the first case, he has it already. Now, the guy recovered, what do we do? That's why it's different. Okay, that's already much more complicated. Like I said, Rav was easy. Okay. Next. Yosef Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Achorei de Rava. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak was sitting behind Rava. The Yosef Rava came to Rav Nachman, and Rava was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. The Kabbalah Minei, and they asked him, Mi Amar Shmuel? Shmuel said, Shemel Agama Lahaknozo Ela Bashtar Ve'ein Shtar Lach Hamisa? Shmuel said that. That we're afraid that he only wants, back on top. We're afraid that he only made a kinyan, he only wanted to make a kinyan with a shtar. And Ein Shtar Lach Hamisa. Right? Ein Shtar Lach Hamisa. So what do we do now? Right, that's what we said. That's why I said that Ritva. The Ritva was, what was the suffix of Shmuel? What wins? Did he want to make it with a star? Ein shalach hamisa, or that's no good. Or he wanted it to be a matan shchiv meira, and he wrote it down just to give miyapes his koach. And what do we say? Shmuel said, I don't know. Right. So v'ha amar Shmuel, Rav Huda said in the name of Shmuel. How can Shmuel say that? Rav Huda said in the name of Shmuel. Shchimra shakasav kol nachasav lacherim. A shchimra that gives over everything to some other people. Aval pi shakana miyado. Even though it's written down and there's a kinyan. Aman chozer. It goes back. How can it go back? Right? Be a dual, Lanu. Because we know. Be a dual. We know. Shaloha ya kinyan. Elamachmas misa. Because the only reason he made this kid was because he was scared he was going to die. In other words, look at the Tav Rashbam, Hilkach Chozer Bo. Therefore it goes back. Ha, im meis, kana hames gadol matana. The guy gets to keep the matana. For long reason that we don't say, Shem alo gama lakdoso ela b'shtar v'shala chamisa. We don't say that. We don't say that at all. The kasha de Shmuel, the amar lo yadana, my odin bo matana shechibera, jesh bo kinyin. I don't know what to say when there's a kinyan. The Hainu Hach. In the beginning of this Amid, Shmuel said, if there's a kinyan, I don't know what to say. Why don't I know what to say? I don't know what he meant. Did he mean a mataras shchimera? Or did he mean it has to be with a kinyan? So Rav is scratching his head. What are you talking about? With a different member from Shmuel, where Shmuel said, of course it's a mataras shchimera. Why are you writing it down? Timiyapes is goach. That's all. Of course it's a mataras shchimera. What do you mean Shmuel wasn't sure? He was sure. The Hainu Hach. Here he says it works. Why does it work? Because it's a matana shchimera. Ah, he said to write a kinyan? Yeah, he said to write a kinyan because he wanted everyone to should just be proof. They didn't mean to be a halal hilchas kinyan at all.
Wouldn't depend if the guy is sure as a knowledgeable guy or not. I mean, if he's a Talmud Chacham, he knows that he doesn't need it and he wants it. If he's an ignorant guy...
So maybe we don't know what kind of person he is. Right? Actions speak louder than your thoughts. I thought we had that kasha already. We didn't answer that kasha. The kasha was Tvarm Shabbalei Ve'en Tvar. Okay, what you're thinking? What are you thinking? Right? I gave the girl a ring in front of 100 people at the wedding, but I didn't have intentions to marry her. I really wanted to make a joke. Who cares what you're thinking? Your actions trump what you're thinking. Right? Your ma'isim a rule, not your thoughts. So who cares? So what do you mean? That's a running question in these gemaras. You have to figure out when do you apply the principle of Zvarm Shabbalei and when not. Right? That's basically what you're asking. Right? Of course the Talmud Chacham knows what he's doing. Right? But the question is, the problem is your actions supersede what you're thinking. No, so if he recovers, he recovered. It's a mice. He's healthy. No, I gave it to you. What? I gave everything away. We presume. Because you're dying. And when you recover, everything goes back. Now, you made it more complicated. You made a kinyan. Why'd you do that? So according to Rav, you did it because you don't want it to be a matan shchimera. According to Shmuel, he says, I'm not sure. Now, I say, what do you mean you're not sure? I think Shmuel was sure. Shmuel said, that's a matan shchimera. Why'd you write it down? You wrote it down because you want to give the guy support. Yes, exactly. We're going to have in a minute. The Tosfos asked the following question. Remember we had this Gemara that it was a Mishnah, I think, that a guy dies and you find in his bed a document that he's giving everything to Reuven. What do we do with that document? It's no good. Why? What you doing here? You can write all the documents you want. The only document that too late. You didn't do anything. Ain't Shtarach Hamisa. You have good intentions. You didn't give it to Reuven. So a will, there's such a thing as a will in halacha. Right. In America, that's exactly what a will is. Right? That's exactly what a will is. It only takes effect after you die. There's such a thing as a will in halacha. Right? They have all these documents in halacha, but they're all given over when you're still alive. Tanayim, it's not going to apply until afterwards. That's a different story. I can make a tie like that. Right? That's a whole different story. But for a star to take effect after you, there's no such thing. You're dead. You're not a Balkinian anymore. So the kasha is, what do you mean Shmuel wasn't sure? Of course he was sure. The Achmilei Biyadei, Reb Nachman made a simon to Rava, like this, he made a simon with his hand, Vishtik, and he was quiet. So Ki Kam, when he got there, Amar, he said, Amar Reb Nachman, Beitzchak Rava, my Achmilach, what was that sign? What were you indicating? Amalei, so he was indicating, Bimyapes Kocho. The only reason why it works, what Shmuel meant to say was, that really, it's a Matan Shchimera. You wrote it down. Yeah, you wrote it down. Bimyapes Kocho. Hechi Domin Bimyapes Kocho. What does that mean? Amar of Chista, Vikinyonim Mine, Mosef Al Matan Todo. What that means is that I'm giving you a gift as a Shchimera. But to emphasize the gift, I'm writing down, these are the items I'm giving you. Exactly what I've been saying all along. Just to miyapes is koach. So there shouldn't be any time, there shouldn't be any complaints. Did I intend for it to be a matan shchimra? Absolutely. Right.
Interpret what he meant.
Right. Okay? Now, next. Pshita, it's pashit. Kasav lazeh. Right? The kasav lazeh. I wrote everything, I'm giving everything to Reuven. Then I changed my mind and I wrote, I'm giving everything to Shimon. Look at the Rashbam. Kasav lazeh v'kasav lazeh. You see it? Shchimera, shekasav, kol nechasav l'Reuven, v'matan shchimera. He writes everything to Reuven as a matan shchimera. Lo shna balpev, lo shna b'ksav, levar matanasav. It makes no difference if it's oral, it makes no difference if it's written down, and it's only there to clarify, it makes no difference. V'chazav v'kasav, onasno l'Shimon. Then I change my mind and I say, I'm giving everything to Shimon. Right? I have a low muscle ahead of the shtar. But I don't give over the shtar.
Which shtar?
What? This shtar.
The new shtar?
Yeah. Any shtar. The new or the old?
You wrote down and then you changed your mind and you wrote down to something else, to somebody else.
Right. But I never gave it to anybody. Right? Says Tosa, that's impossible. How could you not give it? We have a Mishnah that says, if someone dies with a star on his yerech, we had that strange Mishnah, what the halacha it said, you do nothing with that star. Why? Ein star chamisa. What's Rashbam talking about? You didn't give it over? What does he mean by that? Right? Tosva says, of course he gave it. If you don't give it, it's nothing. Right? No shayla about that. What does Rashbam mean? So the Ramban said that must be talking about there were Edim here. So the Edim are going to take the place of the Shtar. So Shtar in the Chanam, he's sitting in his bed. But there were Edim that said, there were Edim that witnessed that he's giving it to Reuven. Then he called to the Edim, I changed my mind, I'm giving it to Shimon. Where's the Shtar? I don't think it's the Shtar, I have Edim. That's a whole discussion. Would that work? Right?
Eidim that he wrote it?
Eidim that he wrote it. Remember we had that? Guy says in front of Eidim, Eidim come and say, Reuven on his deathbed said, give me everything to Shimon. So we had that already. Because that's what's going on. Ah, you wrote it down. Fine, you can write down everything you want. But I'm still sitting here in the bed. Right. But Eidim said it. Eidim are here. Yeah, Eidim are here. So Eidim are being made that Reuven gave everything to Shimon. Why would Rosh Ban say that? It's funny. Didn't give it over, right? Okay. It's a good kasha. The Ramban answer is a very dochic answer. But there's no other way to answer it. The Tosafot says, of course he gave it. Okay? So it's a pashut. If you did that, Hainu, the chiyasar of Dimi, Amar, Daitaki, Mivatel of Daitaki. One will, one gift of instructions can supersede the other one. You're not bound by what you said. I said I was dying today. I'm still dying tomorrow. I'm going to give everything to Shimon now. You're allowed to do that. Here's the problem. Kasav v'zichol azeh. You wrote something and you mezakeh it to Reuven. Then, kasav v'zichol azeh. Then you wrote something and you mezakeh it to Shimon. That's a kasha. Right? You made a kinyan with somebody. I made a kinyan with Reuven. I gave everything to Reuven. Now I went ahead and made a kinyan with Shimon.
Two stars,
two kinyanim. So how do you undo that? How do you undo the first kinyan? Right? I'm giving you my car. Then tomorrow I say, you know what? I'm giving him the car. What do you mean? You gave me the car. I made a kinyan. I had a party. What do you mean you're giving him the car? He gave me the car already. If you're sitting in your bed, you're writing things up, you can make any changes you want. He gave him the car. How are you giving him the car now? Right? You gave a star that says everything, every item. Same thing. So how did he take it away from me? Gave it to him already. Made a kinyan on it. Right? So Rav Amar, Rishon Kana. The first guy keeps it. Why? Because he can't undo it.
Assuming he died,
yeah. Well, he wants to retract now.
No, right. But
he wants to retract now. So how could you retract? You gave it to me. Right? Shmuel Amar, Sheini Kana. The second guy gets it. Why? You're allowed to do this. So Rav Amar, Rishon Kana. Rav says the first guy gets it. Why? Hareki Matanas Bari. It's like a Matanas Bari, which you can't take back. Why? Since he didn't die.
He did die.
What? No. Since he made a Kinyan, Rav said on Amar Aleph that whenever a Shechiver makes a Kinyan, it has the din of a Matanas Bari. Why? Because you don't make normal Shechivimas, don't make Kinyanim. He went ahead and did. Therefore what? Sematan is Bari. Therefore what? You can't take it back. Right? Right? No good? With Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, Sheini Kana. The second guy gets it. Why? Harehi Kimatana Shechimera. It's like a Shechimera gift. Shechimera can take back whatever he wants. Right?
He's taking it back or he just writes another shot?
He's taking it back because he made a kinyan with the guy. With the first guy. Right, right. Now,
he's not stating, I'm undoing the first, he just gives two...
Right. Now, if a bari cannot do that. Because if a bari gives a car to you, I change my mind, I'm giving it to him now. Can't do that, you gave me a gift, I made a kinyan, it's mine. You didn't want to give it to me, then you shouldn't have given it to me. Can't do that, can't take it back. Therefore, Rav says, when you make a kinyan, a shechivra makes a kinyan, we said Mamad Aleph, he has the din of a bari. Therefore, you can't take it back. Shmuel says, no. Din of a shechivra. You can't take it back. Therefore, shechivra can take back a gift. Shechivra took it back, gave it to Shani.
So it's like he didn't make a kinyan.
Even though it's all written down in his kinyan, Shmuel said it's irrelevant.
Right.
He only wrote it to be miyapet his koach. It's no real kinyan. That's what Shmuel said.
Didn't accomplish
anything with kinyan. He's still a Shechan Shechimera. It's still in limbo. If it's in limbo, he can change his mind. Right? So that's the Gemara. V'ashmul amar she'en ikana, matana Shechimera hi. Right? So the Gemara says, v'afligu b'chad azimna. Didn't we have this machlokas on Amar Aleph? Has the machlokas already, no?
Yeah, that's how we're saying it out.
Exactly. So why are you repeating yourself?
Different application.
Yeah. So in theory, it's the exact same machlokas. So Gemara says, no. Matana Shechimra Shekatzaba Kinyan. It's the exact same case as Amar Aleph, where Shechimra wrote a Kinyan. Same case. So you guys know, it's necessary. If I would have only had if I would have only had the machlokas and Amar Aleph, Baha Kamar Rav. Their Rav said that the halacha is that a bori gets it. Why? Bishum dekanamine. Because the kinyan was done and he already has it. Avo Baha. But over here, where he said, Kasav Vizicha, I want to make a kinyan, but velo kanamine, no kinyan was made yet. There was no kinyan made yet. The Shchiv Meirah said, I'm going to make a kinyan. I want to make a kinyan. Gesundheit. I want to make a kinyan, but no kinyan was made yet. Ema modile l'Shmuel. Maybe he would agree with Shmuel. That what? He would agree with Shmuel that he could back out. V'id mar baha. And if I only had the second case over here, baha kamar Shmuel. Here Shmuel said his din. That what? That you could back out. Aval baha emodil rav. But in the case of Amar Aleph, where he actually is in possession of all the things, or the star itself, he's in possession of it. Ema modil rav. Maybe Shmuel would agree with Rav. Tricha, therefore you need it. The difference is who owns the goods. In the case of the Amar Aleph, the recipient owns the goods. The recipient, he didn't give it to him yet. I'm writing it up. I'm writing it up. I'm about to give it to him. I called him into the room, and then I changed my mind. So Rav says, even there, he can't take it back. Why? Because you did enough that you're giving it to the Matanas Bari. I would have thought, listen, in that case, he agrees. The answer doesn't agree. Let's just do a little bit more. For Surah Masnihachi, that's how this whole thing came down in Surah. But Pumpadisa Masnihachi, Pumpadisa came like this. Amar of Yirmiya Barava, Shalchalemi Bey Rav, Lishmuel, according to Shmuel, Yilandein Rabbeinu, we have the following kasha, according to Shmuel, Shriv Marshakasav called Nechasav Lacherim, a Shrivmira that wrote down everything to other people, Vikanumi Yado, and a kinyan was made, Mahu. What's the din? Can the guy retract? According to Rav, absolutely not. According to Shmuel now, can he retract? So, Shalach Lahu, Ein Achar Kinyan Klum. No, the answer is no. He cannot retract. Why? Made a Kinyan. How can I retract?
If he gets well, then he also cannot retract.
But that was a Shiloh. So that's a Shiloh. In other words, they're saying now that Shmuel really holds like Rav. Shmuel held, it's a Matan Shchiv Meira, and it's only being written to him Yapis is Korach. Now they're saying that's not the case.
Yes, but we were saying that if the kinyan was made, still he said he could back out.
Exactly. 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 Now we're changing our minds, right? Savamine, we thought that was Hani Milu La'acher. Yeah, the Shechir Mira can't change from Reuven to Shimon. Ava La'atmo, look, but to take it back for himself, that he could do. Amr Le'ev Chisda, Kiyas Rav Huna Mikufri Perisho, we explain, Ben La'atmo, Ben La'acher. Makes no difference. Right, makes no difference.
That it should
not be able to be taken back. Why? So now we're saying now, right. Look at the Rashbam of Amalahu Rav Chisda. It's the last wide line over there. Amalahu Rav Chisda, Bein La'achar Bein La'atzmo. V'lo dami l'Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Darbe Du Shlo Hayakinin El Machmas Misa. Not like we said before. Dehasam kasa v'kano. Aval hacha kano v'zicha v'kano. Dechal kach v'adeh li'apas es kocho. Right, so he's making the precise wording, the precise kinyanim.
But he did too much, and therefore it's
right.
It's not so much.
Right, exactly. All right, we'll stop here, and we will resume tomorrow.
Right.
Everyone have a good day.
The actor is very sick from...